Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
The case of Philip Morris versus Uruguay in the framework of the UN negotiations about a binding treaty on transnational corporations and human rights. The impact of transnational corporations and other businesses on grassroots communities was the name of a side event held on Monday in parallel to the negotiations of the Intergovernmental Working Group of the UN Human Rights Council taking place in Geneva, Switzerland. The aim of this group is to create a binding treaty on human rights and transnational corporations. Organized by Franciscans International, FIAN, Friends of the Earth International, the International Baby Food Action Network, and the Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, the activity took place at the UN's headquarters where the official talks are taking place, the Palace of Nations. There, environmental activist Alberto Villarreal, Latin American and Caribbean coordinator of the Economic Justice Resisting Neoliberalism Program of Friends of the Earth International, made reference to the complaint filed against Uruguay by U.S. tobacco company Philip Morris in response to the national legislation aiming to reduce tobacco consumption in this country. Villarreal said that the right to health of the Uruguayan people is threatened by the international complaint filed by the company and mentioned some of the consequences for the population. He also explained that the company based their complaint in an investment protection treaty signed by Uruguay and Switzerland. The member of Redes, Friends of the Earth Uruguay, also said that the Philip Morris case contradicts the Framework Convention of the World Health Organization on Tobacco Control signed by the country.
I'm going to talk about an issue that is a little bit different from what we have heard now. The right, the main right that I'm going to talk about is the right to health, no? That has been impacted by the actions of one of the main, or the main, the most important tobacco company in the world, that's Philip Morris International, that has used and abused, I would say, no? Exactly, the provisions of bilateral investment treaties, namely a bilateral investment treaty between Uruguay and Switzerland that has been in effect since 1991, to attack our government's duty to protect the right to health of our population by establishing legislation on tobacco packaging and tobacco smoking and tobacco publicity and all these things. No? What has happened then is that this challenge at an arbitration tribunal by Philip Morris, no, has had a direct effect, a direct chilling effect on what is the mandate of the UN or the WHO, the World Health Organization's Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, to which Uruguay is a signatory, no? And whose legislation, tobacco control legislation, is totally compliant to the provisions of that UN Framework Convention on Tobacco Control. No? What has happened then is that the Uruguay is mandated to progressively issue legislation, no, for the total elimination of the threat to health that tobacco smoking represents, no? And because of this challenge by Philip Morris International to its legislation, no, Uruguay has felt obliged, so to say, to stop issuing further legislation on tobacco control. No? On the other hand, Uruguay has had to divert a big amount of resources, okay, not only to defend itself from the challenge, you know, paying high costs of lawyers and everything in these arbitration tribunals, no, but merely the health costs that are associated to treating health diseases associated to tobacco consumption, no, are a big proportion of our health budget, so to say. No? So instead of being able to apply government resources to, for example, also ensure the right to development of our population, no? The right and the duty of the government to pull people out of poverty in situations, no? The government has been obliged then to devote those resources to healthcare measures associated to the products that this company and other tobacco companies are selling in the country. No? That is the main thing that we're talking about. No? On the other hand, the government has even in the process challenged the very concept that Philip Morris is making any kind of investment in the country, no? Because this is a bilateral investment treaty that it's under which it is suing the country for its tobacco legislation, no? And it is and our government is claiming but not having any forum where to demand justice for this, no? In fact, Philip Morris' activities in Uruguay is a hinder to the development. To development in the country, no? Because I mean, without health, there's a obviously health is a precondition for development, no? What do we think of this a binding treaty could bring to solve this issue? That's the second question. Okay, then we will go for the second question.
Excuse me, I'm ready.
Okay, thank you.